Okay, we're starting Bezus Hashem, Sita Daf Mem Aleph, and we will begin at the second line, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going back into the Mishnah. We're discussing Eilei Nemar B'chol Lashon. One of the things that was Nemar B'chol Lashon was the we had the Birchas Kayin Gadol, which was cited at the end of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah went back to repeat a sugya that we had in Yuma. Before we get to the Berachas Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol himself would, the process would, he would start with a laning from the Torah, and we explained that he passed the Chazan HaKnesses, gave the Sefer Torah to the Reish HaKnesses, who gave it to the Skat, who gave it to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would stand, right? It sounds like he was sitting. We addressed that we're talking about Be'ezras Nashim, where there was, it only had the Kedusha of Har Bayis, so there was no problem of sitting, even though Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Pesav and Moldad, that's only in the Azara portion, the Ezras Kayhanim, you know, that's past the Shar Niknar. We're talking about the Ezras Nashim over here, so that's the location of what's going on. And the Kohen Gadol reads, so he reads really three things. He reads Achare Mois. So we said, Kohen Gadol, Oymeno Makabel, V'kayre Achare Mois, V'ach Be'al Sar. And then he's Goel of the Torah. So let's just wrap our hands around this. So he reads, he lanes the Avoida of Yom Kippur and Achrei Mois. Then Ach Bel Asar L'Chodesh HaZeh, that's an MR. Okay, so a few parshias later. And then he's Goel of the Sefer Torah. He holds the Sefer Torah. And he says, Yesh Yimasha Karisi L'Fanecha. There's more written in here. There's nothing wrong with the Sefer Torah. But and he goes and reads what we know as the Maftir, which would be the Vasar Shebuchemish Hapikudim, the part that's in Bamidbar, so he's reading that separately. So we have to understand. So now, first of all, what we're going to address is how is he skipping from Achrei Mois to Emar? So the Gemara says, Vikari Achrei Mois Vach Belsar. Second line, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Raminu, Frak the Gemara, Medalgim, Menavi, Medalgim, Metaira, that you're not allowed to skip around during the reading when you're laning from the Torah. Only in Navi. Amar Abaya, like Kasha Kambakhle Sheyifsaik HaTorgamon, Kambakhle Shali Yifsaik HaTorgamon. It depends on how long you're stopping. Meaning the way that they used to have it was the person, the Kairi, who got the Aliyah, would read, and then he would read a Pasuk or read a portion, a Parsha, and then the Targumon, they had somebody that would, translator essentially, would read the Targum on that Pasuk. So the question is, you can skip if you can open up, right, open up to where you have to get to next while the Targumon's talking. V'Allah Katani, Frektigamar, what are you talking about? Midalgam and Ave Midalgam Taira. So how could you tell me that it depends on if the Targumon is still talking? So then you could skip around in the Torah. That's not true. V'halakotani medalgim navi, only navi medalgim Torah. V'ad kama medalgim. So we say, first of all, here are our rules. Number one, can you be medalgim? Navi, yes. Torah, no. Now, how much can you be medaleg? In the yes, meaning navi, that would be v'ad kama medalgim. Akadei shalei yifsa ka Targumon. Mikal de b'tar kal kal loy. Only in navi, you could only skip around while the Targumon is giving the translation, which sounds like in the Torah we said no skipping at all. Elamar Abaya Lekasha Kanvin Yenechad Kanvin Shnei Inyanim. It depends. Are we dealing with one Inyan or two different Inyanim? So if it's the same Inyan, then even in Torah you can skip around. Meaning, in over here we're Achrei Mois. We're talking about Yom Kippur. That's Achrei Mois. And then we're going to Emar, which is Achrei Mois, that's one in Yivatanya, and we talk about this, Binichusas, Vatanya, Binichusa, Medalgim, Betaira, Be'in Yenechon, Ubinavi, Vishtei, Inyanim. In Torah, you can be Medalig only in one Inyan, meaning if you're in the same Inyan, so then you can skip. You can go from Achrei Mois to Emar as the example that we're talking about. Ubinavi, Vishtei, Inyanim, the Kanvakan, Vishal Yifsak, Hat Torgama. Now, either way, in Torah, even in Yenechad, it's only while the Torgamon is still translating, meaning we can't have a pause in between. Be'in Medalgim, Inavi, Lunavi. And you cannot be medalig benavi lenavi uvenavi shall shneim asar. Okay, however, right? So navi lenavi kam yiftak b'torgam ve'ei medalgam benavi lenavi. You can't skip from one safer navi to another safer navi. So shtei inyanim within one yeshaya, which is very long, and you go to shtei inyanim. If the Targumon is still talking, you'd be fine. In the Torah, you could only be medalig. So we're in a very limited window here of Achrei Mois to Be'asar. Vach Be'asar, which is in Emar, so there you could skip, it's in Yenechad, and you could do it quickly enough, you can skip around quickly enough where the Targumon is still talking, so you'd be okay. Navi, you can skip around even if it's two Inyanim. Okay, again, what's the difference between Torah and Navi? When it comes to Torah, right, the point is that the Targumon is, we're translating it so that people will learn the Torah. Navi is a little bit different situation, so therefore you have to stay within one Inyan. However, Navi, it's not as important. Okay, and therefore you can skip, but you can't skip from one sefer to another sefer. Now, if you're within Shnei Asar, really, really short, you can skip from Navi to Navi. Eventually, Yidalik mi sefer sefer l'tchil asay. Okay, but you can't go from the end of the sefer. You can't go backwards. Okay, you can skip in order.
How is what it is permissible to the example one topic for both Achremos and
only in Sefer Torah?
Right.
How
is that one topic?
Example is given. We're talking about Yom Kippur. Achremos is Avodah Yom Kippur, and then we're talking about Uvasar L'Chodesh Hazeh Yom Kippurim Hu. It's all Yom Kippur, and therefore we're staying on topic, right? It's a question of, I'm going to speak out a little to try to gain some clarity here, but I want to get through the next sugya because we're going to talk about Galila. Why? The Gemara is going to ask why you can't be Galil, and we have to differentiate between this concept of Dilug and Galila. Okay, so then, and hopefully it'll become clear, we'll put it together. Okay, now we know the Kohen Gadol, he's able to read Achrimos, he's able to read Emor, he is now Galil of the Sefer Torah, and he then reads Alpeh, he makes a declaration saying, right, what does he say? He says, Yeser Mimasha Karitz Lufnechem Kosov Khan, don't worry, there's more written in this Sefer Torah. There's nothing wrong with this Sefer Torah. And then he reads, and that's how we were getting to what we want, that these brachas have to be in Lashon HaKadosh. Now, so why do you have to make the declaration saying what I'm about to read is also in here? So we don't think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Now, he reads it by heart. Now, let him be goyel of the Sefer Torah and read. Now, we just said a medagin. So what's this kasha of goyel of the Sefer Torah read? Right, what's going on over here? So let's just see the answer first, and then we'll try to understand this a little. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Levi She'en Goyel and Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. Okay, you cannot be Goyel and Sefer Torah B'Tzibur because it's an issue of Kavadat Tzibur. So the Gemara says, V'Lesi Sefer Torah Achrina. So why don't we bring another Sefer Torah, V'Likri. Okay, so fine. We can't be Goyel. It's going to take too long. Keep everybody waiting there for a while. So why don't you just bring another Sefer Torah? Well, because if I bring another Sefer Torah, it looks like there was something wrong with my first one. That's one answer. Because you're essentially chopping up. You have the Kohen Gadol's one person reading. He would be able to just continue reading. Now he's going to have to bring a new Sefer Torah. He's going to make a new bracha. So you're causing an extra bracha to be made. That's a bracha shein etzricha. Do we say that Pagama is a problem? Meaning we can't bring multiple Sefer Torah. What are you talking about? Let's say you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Teves. So you got three things going on. Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos. Okay, meaning you have the regular Parshas, regular laning. Maybe Shalosh Teres, Vikare, Achas Minyan Shal Yoim, Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, Achas Shal Chanukah. So you're gonna bring three Sefer Torah. So how are you saying that bringing out a new Sefer Torah is a Pagam? So the Gemara answers, Tlasa Gavri B'Tlasa Sifri like a Pagama. That if you're calling up three separate people to read, then it's not going to be a problem. Then it's three separate Sefer Torah, no Pagam on the Sefer Torah. Each person's reading from his own. Maybe he has a personal preference. He wants to read from the one that he likes. But the point is, that it's not considered a pagam, chad gavra betrays sifrei Torah eka pagam. Over here, only the Kohen Gadol's reading. So think about it, right? He's standing there, he reads something, then he rolls it up and takes out a new one. It looks like there was something wrong with the first one. But if each guy comes and he brings his own sefer Torah, then we don't have so much of it, or we take out a new sefer Torah for each guy, then it doesn't necessarily, we can explain it away. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a pagam. Okay, but this would be a lot more difficult. So I said, the Gemara starts here by asking, why don't we why don't you be goyel of the Sefer Torah and read? And we answer that it's a Kavadat Tzibur issue. Now, how do we reconcile that with Dilug, right? We just said that there's a problem with Dilug. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains this, that there's different dinim, right? The different dinim for different reasons. The problem with Dilug is, so, and we even said you can be medalgin be Torah, Benavi Midalgin Bishnein Yonim. Either way, it has to be Kadesh Yosef or Torah. So what's the difference between Torah and Navi? It's a question of understanding. When you're dealing with different in Yonim, right, then it's a question of understanding. So therefore, in Torah, the point is of the Meturgaman is that you understand, that you're learning the halachas within the Torah, that the Turgaman say that you have an understanding of it. And therefore, we're a lot more sensitive. So now like this, if we deal with two in Yonim, so you're going to get confused, okay? Today, the topic of today's Torah portion is XYZ, right? This is the halacha today, so you got to get up and stay on topic. You can't go off topic. Nothing, we're not going to be as concerned. Okay, so that's number one. Then there's a separate din, the way Tosfos Rashi explains it, a separate din that within Dilog, you always have to finish within Kadesh Yifsakam HaTorgamon. Why? So let's say, for instance, within Sefer Torah, so we're not talking about being Goyal of the Sefer Torah. We're talking about opening and just moving, you know, continue going to the next part. Without being Goyal, you can't just skip over. Imagine the Sefer Torah, you spread it out and it was far apart and you can't get to the other part. You can't spread it out before the Torgamon's finished. Why? Because it's an issue of what's going to happen if there's a pause. Everyone's going to space out. That's the problem. It's a space out issue. So like this, that's the issue of Dilog. That within Be'inyan Echad, we don't have a problem, you could stay on topic. But as soon as the Torgamon's done, so I can go from the Kriya to the Torgamon, I understand that, and all of a sudden there's a pause, my mind's going to start wandering, and I'm out. Okay, but if the point, like we said by Torah, is to make sure that you're learning, so then it's a concern. Now, when it comes to being Goyal, there's an action going on. We could all watch that there's an actual Galila going on. They're being Goyal with the Sefer Torah. So it's not an issue of Mesiach Das. I'll stay on. I see that, okay, when there's just a pause, I don't know what's going on. Right? The guy's reading. The Torgamon is translating. I'm learning it. Now there's a pause. Space out. When I see, okay, what's the action? I see that they're being Goyal with the Sefer Torah. That means they're going to continue reading somewhere. So it's not a question of spacing out. We don't have the same issue of not paying attention. So we have to come on to a new issue of what? Kavanat Tzibur. It's not Kavanat Tzibur to keep the Tzibur waiting to be Goyal of the Sefer Torah. And that's how we can kind of put these two sugyas together. There's one thing, one din of Dilug, and there's a separate din of a Likarche, of issue of not being Goyal of the Sefer Torah that has to do with Kavanat Tzibur. It isn't because of spacing out or not paying attention, the chiyuv to pay attention to what the portion of the Torah reading that we're actually reading.
So how do we do the Simchas Torah with the skipping around?
So you have to, now in general, right? So we do skip around, right? And the Paiskim definitely discuss that. Okay, meaning the Magen Avraham says that, by the way, in a shul, this whole thing wouldn't apply. Remember here, it's all of Klal Yisrael. And in a shul, when you come to shul, that you're Meichel on the, quote, Kavanat Tzibur. And that's part and parcel of coming to shul. So you're already agreeing, you're already all in. Then in a shul situation, in a shul setting, it's not about. So only over here, where they're doing it in the Azara, and all of Klal Yisrael is there. So then we're not gonna assume that there's not an assumed mechila on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But within a shul, okay, there would be. And I guess the question is, really, this question is brought: if what happens if you have a shul who only has one sefer Torah? We are Goyal, right? So there is an Indian Goyal. So again, within a shul setting, that's one answer. And the other answer is that this whole problem is of being Goyal is only a problem where there is another, there's only chashash, is only where there's another Sefer Torah. Okay, but if there's no other Sefer Torah, so then there is no problem of being Goyal. Now, again, let's be clear. I just want to be clear. In our sugya, we didn't have a problem either Goyal or bringing a new Sefer Torah if it's a different person reading. Now, the way we are Nahig, there's always a new person reading. So this whole sugya is not negated. It's only there where it was all the three parshas they needed to be goyal to were the same person. It was all the Kohen Gadol reading. So that would be a problem. So you wouldn't even really enter into this question. The question is, why are we goyal? What about the Kavanat Tzibur aspect? That's what you're asking. Meaning, but as far as the pagam and all that bracha shein etzricha, that's not going to be negeas anyway. So those halachas aren't. We just have to deal with the Kavanat Tzibur, and that's where the place can come to discuss that. Okay, the Rav Yehuda mentions this as well, that if you're dealing with Ben Gavra LeGavra, there's no problem anyways. If different people are reading, there's no problem being Gadol anyway. There is no Kavanat Tzibur issue anyways. You have a guy droning on Misha Berachs, okay, for who knows how long. So it's not really, okay, so it doesn't really represent the problem. Okay, Mevarech Halash Shemayna Brachas. So we said that the Kohen Gadol makes 8 brachas, that the brachas that he has to make need to be in Lashon HaKadosh. That's how Eilin Amar and B'chol Lashon, we discuss things that can be said in any Lashon, things that have to be said in Lashon HaKadosh. So Tanam Rabbanam, Mevarchen Ala Torah, Kederach Shem Mevarchen Beis HaKnesses. So he would make the bracha of Ala Torah. That's, again, that's the regular bracha that he would make after getting, a person would make after Me'olei Asher Nason, Asher Lasson Lano Torah Sames, V'chayim Tavis Chino. Okay, good. Ba'ala Avoida, and that is the Ritzei. Okay, and then Ba'ala Hayda, that is that's Hayidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amechila Sa'avon. So what's the Me'al Mechila Sa'avon? That is actually the Ato Bechartanu. So the Ato Bechartanu, and then it would end with Melech Meichel V'Saleach V'Amenaseinu La'avonis Amo Beis Yisrael. So that's the bracha that we normally would make. Again, we're talking about on Yom Kippur. That would be right, the mechila slicha along with the bracha of yantif. So that is the bracha al mechila saban kitikunan ala mikdash bifnei atzma. So he would be misbalel. Okay, with he would make a special bracha. The kohen gadol would make a bracha for the Beis HaMikdash. And actually, Rashi on the Mishnah said he would be chosim this bracha with asher bachar b'mikdash. That was the chasim of the bracha. B'fnei atzma, ba'al kayanim b'fnei atzman, ba'al yisrael b'fnei atzman. He'd make a bracha for the kayanim, for the yisrael. Again, baruch habaycher ba'ama yisrael, baruch habaycher b'kayanim. These were the brachas. Ba'al yushalayim b'fnei atzma, v'hashar tefila. And the last bracha is v'hashar tefila. What does that mean? What is this hashar? The last bracha, the eighth bracha that he made was called tefila. Hashar tefila, tamar rabbanon. Hashar tefila, tchina rina. This is the nusach of the bracha. Tchina rina uvakasha sha'amcha Yisrael tzrichin livashaya. That the Klal Yisrael needs your help, davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'chosim b'shemeh tefila. Mekan be'elach. Then what would happen afterwards? Now we're just finishing on Yom Kippur. Everybody else, Klal Echad Vechad, maybe Sefer Torah would bring a Sefer Torah mitech beisa v'kayrei bay, and they would read their own. Everybody would bring their own Sefer Torah, and they would read their Sefer Torah. Kol kach lama k'dei laharis chazusay l'rabim. Okay, they wanted to show off the right Zekeli Mambe, how nice their Sefer Torah was. Everybody would come, and that's how they would spend the time after the Avodah on Yom Kippur. We saw this in Yuma. Rashi and Yuma said, "How did everybody bring their Sefer Torah?" So we had two answers: either that we're dealing with that we're going according to the Manda Amar. This mission is going to Manda Amar that there is no problem of carrying on Yom Kippur, or we could say that it's in Yerushalayim, and we know that Yerushalayim had gates, and therefore it's possible to make an Erev. On the city of Yerushalayim, that the gates would close, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem with Rishus Rabim. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah, which is going to discuss Parshas HaMelech. Again, so we're just continuing. Eilin Amar B'chol Lashon, that we said, from there, we said things that had to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Eilin Amar B'Lashon HaKodesh, Mikra Bikur, Mechalitza, Brachos Kolos, Brachos Kayhanim, U'Berchas Kayhan Gadol, U'Parshas HaMelech. Okay, that is the next topic that had to be in Lashon HaKadosh. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. So what is the Parshas HaMelech? And it refers to as what we know as Hakel. That's what we're talking about. So now, Maitzi Yantav HaRishon Shel Chag, the night after the first day of Yantif, Bashmini, which sounds like on the eighth day, which we have to get to, B'maitzei Shvius, after Shemitah, Oysen Lai Bima Shel Eitz. They would make a bima shalitz ba'azara, v'hu yoshev aleh, the king would sit on the bima shalitz, sh'nemar mi keitshev ha'shanem b'mayeh, sh'nas ha'shmita b'chag ha'sukais, chazan ha'kneses, noitel. Now, why does it have to be matzei? Why matzei yantif? Because Rashi says, Rashi on Amud Beis is going to say, because that you can't be masaking the bima. They needed to be a bima here. You can't be masaking the bima on Yontif. And you couldn't have the bima there before Yontif because it would take up too much space and it was busy time. Sukkis. And therefore, they needed time. Matzei, they had to be able to build it afterwards. They couldn't have it there. Yontif, it was there wasn't enough space. And that is why it was Matzei Yontif. Tosfos says a different reason. He learns it from the Pasuk of it says b'mayed. That it has to be in the middle of the mayed. He says that anyways, the bima was in different pieces, and they just moved it in, that wouldn't have been a problem. They kept it anyways off to the side, okay? And there would be no problem in regards to... And he also says, who says bima is even ma'akeves at all? So again, he argues with Rashi what the reason is why they couldn't do it. The question is why you couldn't do it on Yantif itself, why it wasn't matzei Yantif, okay? So anyways... Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah. So again, the process would start similar like it did in the last Mishnah, that the Chazan HaKnesses, who we said was the Gabe Sheni, would take the Sefer Torah, Noitel the Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the Gabe Rishon. Rosh HaKnesses Noitel the Sgan, he'd give it to the Sgan HaKoyim. The Sgan Noitel the Kohen Gadol, the Sgan would give the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Noitel the Melech. The Kohen Gadol would then forward it on to the king. So there's one extra step here. Melech Eimed, he would stand up, and he was sitting, which we're going to ask on. I made umekabel, and he would accept the Sefer Torah, v'kayre, and he would read it, v'kayre yoshev, and he would read the Sefer Torah sitting down. Now, that was a normal king would read the Sefer Torah, would lane Parsha of Hakel sitting down. Agrifas HaMelech. So Agrifas HaMelech was the Melech Yisrael at the end of the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And so Rashi's Shita is a machlokes of what was Agrifas' lineage. Clearly, from his father's side, he was definitely an Eved. Okay, he was Mizare Shel Hordis, so he was certainly on his father's side, he did not have good yichas. Rashi here says that his mother was a Yisrael. Tosfos in Yavama says that can't be, that his mother, he wasn't actually Jewish at all. So it was Machlekes Rishonim whether he was Jewish at all. And but he was the king of the Yidden at that point. Agrippa Samalch Amad Vikibel Vikore Aimed. So he actually read this, he read the Hakel standing up. Meaning where we said that the king was allowed to be sitting and reading, he was standing up. Vishibchu Chacham the Chacham, praise him, Husheagia, when he reached the Pasuk of Loisucha Lase Salecha Ish Nachri. That's in Devarim. That's part of the Parshios that he had to read. We'll see exactly what the Melech had to read for Hakel. So, but that is saying, Loisucha Lases Alecha Ish Nachri Zolgoin of Dimas. So he felt bad. He realized that he wasn't right to be king. So again, Rashi's, according to Rashi, that he was actually Jewish. So it was just because it was a Zilzal, because he was an Eved. He didn't have Yichus on his father's side. But even though he was a Yisrael, that's how Rashi would learn this. Amrulais, anyways, they told him, Altis Yore Agrippas, don't worry, they chanfed him. They said, Achinu Ata, you are a brother, Achinu Ata, Bekeire, Mitchila. Okay, so they said, don't worry. The point was that the Chachamim were Mishabeach him for standing up while reading. They also chanfed him by saying, don't worry, Achinu Ata, you are Rari, even though you think you're not Rari. Okay, the Kirei, now what did the Melech read? Mitchilas Eila Hadvarim. So he'd start at the beginning of Dvarim, Ad Shema. Then he would read Shema V'hoya Im Shemaya. Then he would read Aser Taser. Okay, now he would read, again, this is Sukkos is Chag HaAsif. So it's the time of Trumas and Maaser. So we would remind people to make sure that they did, that they brought their Trumas and Maaser properly. Aser Taser, and Kisachal Al Aser, Uparshas HaMelech. And then they would go backwards. Parshas HaMelech is at the beginning. Aser Taser is later in Re'eh. So they go backwards, right? And they would read Parshas HaMelech, Sim Tesim Alecha Melech, okay? U'brachos u'klolos, and then they would go back and read Kisavai Brachos and Klolos. Ad Shegoymer Kala Parsha, and then they would finish the entire Parsha. Now, the question is that we just finished learning in the Sugya before that you can't be medalig, can't skip around. Right? So what's going on over here? How could he go backwards? He's reading Re'eh, and then he's going back to Veschanan or whatever. He's going to read the Parshas HaMelech. He's going back earlier. So Rashi addresses it. Rashi says that the reason is very a little bit cryptic. That the only problem of Dilug is only when there's a Torgamon there. There's no Torgamon here at all. It's a question of, like we said, a confusion. There's no Torgamon or spacing. There's no Torgamon here at all, therefore it's not a problem. The Achrenim here struggle to really understand what Rashi means. They ask Akashas on it. The Rashi says, if you want an alternate shot, that since the Melech, again, that they were Megalel, the Sefer Torah, and since the Melech, the Melech himself was reading, that it would be limited, this whole idea of Kavarat Tzibur would be limited to a Kohen Gadol. But if you're dealing with a Melech, then we don't have a problem of Kavarat Tzibur at all. It wouldn't be a problem of waiting around for him to be Gadol the Sefer Torah, to go backwards. Fine. Berchas, now, the point that we got to was the brachas that the Melech says have to be in Lashon HaKadosh. Berchas she Kohen Gadol mevarech oisan, HaMelech mevarech oisan, that the king would also make these brachas. El shenoisein shavu galon tachas mechilas ha'avan. Again, then we just changed that one bracha, mechilas ha'avan, which was specific to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Now we're not on Yom Kippur, and therefore we're in the middle of Sukkot, so we would change it. The king, the Melech would make the bracha on Regalim. Now, the Gemara is, let's start the Gemara, Zok the Gemara. So the problem is, we said, again, when are we dealing with? Matzah Yontif Arishan Shel Chag, which sounds like the Matzah Yontif of the first day of Yontif, so after the first day of Yontif, Bashmini on the eighth day. So what does this mean, Bashmini? B'maitzei Shvius. So Bashmini Salkadaitach was on the eighth day? What do you mean? You just said it was the night after the first day of Yontif. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Ema Bashminis, it's the eighth year. Okay, now the question is, V'chohani Lomali. Why do we need all these different times? There's a lot of times dictating, a lot of psukim, that efforts dictating exactly when this mitzvah of Hakel was done. So why do we need all these different pointers? Shminis, Matzei Shvius, Chag, Bevoy Kol Yisrael, Bemayed, right? We have all these different words that we're using. Why did the Torah need all these different words? So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, Di Kasa Rachmana Miketz, if I would have just said Miketz, Hava Mina Nimnu Mehashta. Okay, if it would have just said Miketz, that you have to do Hakel, meaning that we wouldn't have tethered it to Miketz Sheva Shanim, to Shemitah, so I would have just thought, start now. Moshe is giving them the Tzivoy right? This is right before Moshe's about to be nifter. He's giving them the tzivah to do hakel. So we think, start doing hakel now, nimnu mehashta, and do it all the time. V'afagav d'loy misrami b'shmita. Maybe it's not tethered to shmita. So I have to say, miket shev ashanim, kasa rachmana shmita. Okay, so I had to say that we're talking about Shemitah. Because Rachmana Shemitah, Havamina B'Soif Shemitah. So I would have thought, if it would have just said to, if Moshe would have commanded, would have been mitzvah to do this mitzvah of Hakel at the end of Shemitah, I would have thought, do it at some point at the end of the seventh year. Because of Rachmana B'Moyed. That it has to be B'Moyed, right? Meaning it has to be on a Yontif. Now, because of Rachmana B'Moyed, Havamina Mei Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought that when do you do it? You do it on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so at the end of Shemitah, what's the B'mayed? What is the Mayed at the end of Shemitah? That's Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah ends the day before Rosh Hashanah. So do it right away on Rosh Hashanah. Now, it says Mayed. No problem. Rosh Hashanah is also called a Shekula Nikru Mayed. It says Rashi Kitechsev, Eile Mayed Hashem, because Chashem Nami Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also called a Mayed. So therefore, I have to say Kas Rachmana B'chag HaSukah. So I have to say B'chag HaSukah. Because Rachmana B'chag HaSukah is Havamina Athil Yonta V'acharayin. I would have said, okay, maybe any day on Sukkot. Right, maybe even Shmini Atzeres, which we see from here, that Shmini Atzeres in a way is, we know that it's different, right? Linyan Pazar Kutsav, but we see on some level it is considered. So even Yatava Acharein, Shmini Atzeres, I could have done Hakel, Kasav Rachmana, Bevoi Kol Yisrael, when they all come. Meaning, when are they coming? At the beginning, they ask Chalta Demayit. Okay, so we need all these pointers to tell us all these different, that we have to do it on Sukkot, not Rosh Hashanah, that it has to be on the eighth year after the seventh year is over, it's only after a Shemitah year, and that it has to be on the first day of Yontif. Now, we can't do the first day of Yontif, we explained. Rashi says, can't do the first day of Yontif because you can't build a bima. Taisa says, because it says B'mayid, and therefore Mayid says some point within the middle of the Mayid. So B'vayi Kol Yisrael tells me again, do it as early within the Mayid as possible. So now this is going to be a repeat that we had by the Kohen Gadol. So again, the first, before we get to the Berachas HaMelech, so there's the reading of the Sefer Torah, which is the Hakel, and then there was a procession. It went from the second, the Chazan HaKnesses, to the Rosh HaKnesses, to the Skan, to the Kohen Gadol, to the Melech. Shmas Mina, like we asked yesterday, Shmas Mina Cholkin Kavod L'Tamid Makam HaRav, the king sitting around twiddling his thumbs while the Sefer Torah makes its way. We're giving Kavod in the middle to the people in the middle. The Mer says, no, I'm a Rabbi, Kulam Mishim Kavod HaMelech. It's all because of the Kavod HaMelech. HaMelech Eimeinu Mekabel V'Kari Yeshev. That the Melech would stand up, sounds like he was sitting, would stand up and he would mekabel the Sefer Torah, and then he would sit down and read from the Sefer Torah. Agrippas HaMelech, Oymed V'kibol V'kara Oymed. And V'shibchu Chachamim, they praised him because he remained standing, reading, laning the Torah. So the Gemara says, one second, Oymed Miklal D'Yoshev, V'amar Marin Yeshiva B'Azara El Malchus Beis David Bovad. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara, only Malchus Beis David. And here we're saying, who are we talking about over here? Agrippas. Clearly not Malchus Beis David. Okay? So Shenemar V'yav V'yemelech David V'yeshev V'nei Hashem V'yemer K'damar Rav Chista. Again, like we said yesterday, K'damar Rav Chista B'Ezras Nashim. You were talking about the Ezras Nashim, the whole problem of Ein. And Yeshiva Bazara is only in the Azara portion, meaning the part that has Kedusha Hazara on the other side of Shar Nechner.
So even when during Malchus Beis David, it was also in Ezras Nashim, or was only in the Ezras Nashim then?
No, the Azara, in the Azara, the Malchus Beis David were allowed to sit in the Azara.
I'm saying, where did they, it always took place in...
It was always in the Ezras Nashim, correct, yeah. And that's why we use this term. Ezra, like we explained yesterday, Ezra's Nashim has the Kedusha of Harabayas. So we have to think about it, right? In our heads, we think we're going to get to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a new Kedusha. No, really, it's all the way to Shar Nichnar is the same Kedusha of Harabayas. In regards to Tumah, we had this before, for Zav, for Mechos HaKippurim, for all, for Le'inyan, all that. And then the Azara inside the doors of Shar Nichnar is a new Kedusha. V'shibchu Chachamim, the Chachamim praised him for standing. Shibchu Mikal Deshaper Avid. Aye. What do you mean? It was a good that he stood? That a Nasi does have the ability to be Meichel on his Kavod, Melech Shemachal Al Kvodei, and Kvodei Machal, a Melech can't be. So the Gemara says, Shedemar Semtis Malecha Melech, Shetayim Asa Alecha. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shaini. That the whole problem of Mechilas Kavod is for what? Is when it's the subjects, right? It's the subjects to the king. But over here, the king was doing it for a mitzvah, then we don't have a problem of Meichel, right? It's only a problem for the it's only a problem for the do something that would be considered the melech is meichel's kavod to the am, but over here he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, and therefore it's going to be different. Now, what's very interesting is we're talking about Agrippas over here, and we're saying he wasn't roy to be king, yet we're saying melech kavod to kavod meichel. It was either way, whether you hold he was Jewish or not, because Rashi or Tosfos in Yavam is not here, either way, he wasn't roy to be melech. And they chanfed him. And we're going to see it was a bad thing. It was a terrible thing that they chanfed him. We're going to see that it caused a lot of destruction within Klal Yisrael. So why wouldn't he be able to be meichel? So there's a few pshatim brought, but one of them is that once they establish him as he's the king, that's a position, right? It's like, it doesn't matter who the president is, kaviyachol. There's certain respect that you have to have for the office of the president, no matter who he is. The point is, so too by melech, once you said, oh, you chanfed him, and you said, achinu ata, and you're good to be melech, so now you have to play by those rules, and you have to melech shemachol av kvodei, ein kvodei machol. Shegil le'suchal losseis. So when it says that you're not able to put a melech, to appoint a melech, asher lo yachichohu, tana mishmei d'Rav Nosson bo'is shah, when Klal Yisrael chanfed Agrippas, nischaivu seni Yisrael kalia. They, at that point, seni Yisrael, right, referring to Klal Yisrael, was they were neschayev kliya, destruction, shechnifu l'agrifas, because they chanfed him, right? They pacified him, okay? And we're going to see this idea. There's different levels of chanifa where it's allowed, sakana. It's a little bit of complicated. You're going to read the Gemara. It's not going to be consistent all the way through. We're going to say that there's certain instances where you're allowed to chanfa a rasha. Certain, we see here that it was a terrible thing that chanfed him. And here they did it publicly. This was like an all-out certification on the Rabbanon, right, going ahead and saying, nah, don't worry about it, he's totally fine. So this is unforgivable. Play on words. The kayach. Here it means the kayach. Once the kayach of Chanifa grew, nisavu ha-dinim, okay, or nisavnu ha-dinim, or dayanim. Okay, the point is that we can no longer enforce law. Because the first step to maintaining law and order and doing things properly is to say, okay, this is right and this is wrong. Now, what Chanifa involves doing is somebody does something wrong and you chanfen. You say, oh, don't worry, what you did is totally, you are such a great guy. So that's a level of Chanifa. So at that point, you've now blurred the lines. No, we have to start to maintain doing right and wrong. We have to say there are people who do things that are right and people who do things that are wrong. But if you tell somebody who does something that's wrong that what they're doing is right, well, you now can't maintain any sort of law and order. You can't have any. You've now, there is no chilek between right and wrong. So now, I mean, it's kalkul on maisim, and then the maisim were twisted. Everything got twisted. Now, no, at this point, nobody can give musar anymore, because now if everybody, there's no difference between right and wrong. So then, how am I supposed to be giving musar to a guy? Oh, who says? Who says that that's wrong? I just told you that you're a good guy, right? Rashi says here, so now everybody's doing averus. Once you blurred these lines, everybody's doing averus, and nobody can give kotahaha to the friend anymore. You're allowed to be machnif. Again, we see here this, right? First, we were saying it's so terrible. Now we're saying that you're allowed to chanfa ba'olam hazeh. Okay, where do we see this from? Shenemar, again, the way the Rishonim explain this is different levels of Chanifa. Meaning you could be Machnifa Rasha if you need to get something, but you're not allowed to do it publicly. Okay, but you can't say what he did was okay. You can essentially be Chanfim in other ways, right? You could say, like, you can focus on his strengths, but you can't give an approval on the things that he did that were wrong. So there's different ways, even though he's a Rasha, that's what we're saying, there's different ways to be Chanfim that are okay if you need something out of it. Again, but the problem with Agrippas was that it was public. It was all the Rabbanim and it was public. And that's why it was so bad. That all the Rabbanim got up and said, "Ah, don't worry about it. You're great. You're perfect." Okay? That the Navi is saying that in the future, they will no longer call Novel, right, something that's disgusting, Nidiv, that it's a good thing. So they won't call what the bad things good things. Ulechile lo yoymar shua. Right, something that's done at a taiva, they won't say that he did it for a noble cause. So the point is that the Navi is foretelling what's going to happen in the future. It sounds like now, Meklal Dva Ilam Azesh Shari, it would be Motor. Where do we see this idea that Chanifa is allowed in certain instances to a Rasha? Kirais Pnei Elokim Vatir Tzeni. That Yaakov told Esav HaRasha, oh, I saw your face. Kirais Pnei Elokim Vatir Tzeni. And it's now like I've seen the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And I'm... So... and a piece. So he chanfed, essentially, the Yaakov chanfed Esav, a pliga to Rav Levi. Now this, Rav Shimon Pazi, one who said that you're allowed to be machanef by the mazel. We had two examples of chanifa, either based on what the Navi is going to say later, or from Yaakov to Esav, that it's okay to be to chanfa Rishayim. But over here, Rav Levi is going to argue, pliga to Rav Levi, Rav Levi, that he says, no, he has a different explanation of what was Yaakov telling Esav, Kiris Penela Kim Batirtseni. I've seen your face. It's like I saw the face of Elohim. It's like I saw the face of Hashem. Batirtseni. What is he telling him? Mashal Sheyakov Esav Madam Daimon. It's like La Adam Shizimin is Chadei, right? Okay, so it's like somebody invites his friend over. Behikir Bai Shemavakish Lahargai. I invited, it wasn't really my friend, but he was my enemy. So I invited my enemy over for dinner. Okay, now I'm going to be scared because this guy wants to kill me. So what do I do? Amar Lai, you know what you tell him? Amar Lai, Tam Tafshel Zeh Shani Tayim Ketafshel Shatis B'Beis HaMelech. This, what I'm tasting, you know how good this is? This is, or the other way around, the person who hates you invites you over, he wants to kill you. You know, you're sitting at his table and you tell him, wow, this soup tastes so good. It's like the soup I had with the king yesterday. So, you know, he's going to go, what's he going to say? Amar Yadeli Malka. Oh, whoa, this guy's close to the king. Okay, I'm not going to mess with this guy. Mistafivale Katale. He's not going to kill him. Okay, so too, what was Yaakov telling Esav? Yaakov was telling Esav, I've seen your face. It looked just like the face I saw yesterday of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face? Oh, why? Oh, shoot, I'm not going to mess with you. So, he wasn't chanfing at all. And therefore, again, Reb Levi is arguing, saying that you cannot chanfar Rasha in any way, shape, or form. Again, like we said, within Hanifa, there's degrees. Based on the degree is certain things, again, according to one man, would be mutter, and certain things would be totally usher. Amar Rebbe Lazar, call Adam Sheish by Chanifa, maybe Af Lo'ilam. If you Chanfa somebody, you bring anger to the world. Shenemar, V'chanfei Leib, Yosimu Af. V'lo Yoid, El Hashem Tfilas and Hashmas, that his tefillah isn't hurt. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yishu, Lo Yuki Asuram. Okay, they're all Asuram, they're all afflicted. Lo Yishu, they won't get answered. Okay, the point is that they will not be answered. Simon Af Uber. Gehenim biyadav nida goyla. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Now we're just going to talk. These are all simanim talking about how bad chanifa is. Kol adam sheish by chanifa afilu ubrin shemei ima mekalon. That even the ubrim inside their mother's womb are going to curse him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ois mekalon nisa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, amir l'rasha tzadik ato yikavu amim. They will be cursed by Amim. Because if you tell a Rasha that he's a tzaddik, Yukavu, that's a level, it's a terrible level of Chanifa. You're telling the Rasha, you're giving an approval on everything that he's doing. Yukavu Amim Yuzomu Le'umim. The Kaiv Ela Klala, that Kaiv is a Lashon of curse. Shenemar like Kaba Kel. Kabai Kel, this is by Bilam. That's a Lashon, right? Ve'en Lo'oim Ela Ubrin. So we said, Amim Le'Rasha, tzaddik ato Yukavu Amim Yuzum Le'umim. Le'um is an Uber, so we see that even the Ubrim are Mekalel, a person who chanfas. Shenemar is Vazkez Ulaim Meloim Yematz. That's by Yisraelites who Abanim Bikirba Lamer. Loim Meloim Yematz. That was the advice that Rivka got. So we see again that refers to an Uber Shemimav. Amar Belaza called him Sheish by Chanifa Neifel Chanufa Neifel BeGehenim. He's going to fall in Gehenim. Shenemar as the pasuk says, Hoy Oimrim Lara Toiv Ulatoiv Ra. If you say that bad, what's bad? Again, you blur the lines. That's the problem with Chanifa. On the worst level, you're basically saying, nah, don't worry, what you did, you thought what you did was bad, we tell them that it was good. Maksiv Achor, what does it say? Lachin ke oichal kash l'shoin eish, like kash is eaten up by the l'shoin, the tongue of fire, the chashash l'hava yirata. Okay, and again, the flame consumes the stubble. So you see, again, this is idea here that if you, it's neifel b'gehenim, we're referring that the person who is the chanfa'er, who's the person who does the chanifa, he is equivalent to the kash over here and the chash laheva getting eaten up by the fire of Gehenna. He's eventually going to fall into his hands. And if you don't end up falling into his hands, don't worry. In other words, you're going to fall into one of his descendants. And you'll fall into his son's hands. V'meina neifel biyad banav, neifel biyad ben banai shenemar. As the pasuk says, v'yemi Yirmiyah lechananya. So what's going on over here? Yirmiyah tells Chananya that Chananya did a nevuah sheker. And Chananya ran around saying that don't worry, everything's fine. Even though this is the times of the first place of Mikdash, that what's going to happen? That the Yidden are going to come back. Essentially, Nebuchadnezzar is going to forgive. Everything's going to be okay. Right, he said, within 2 years, that he said a nevuah as if it was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani meshivam el hamakom hazeh, amen ken yasa Hashem. Okay, chanufa hi shahayo lo loymar behed yashakar ataniba. So he didn't tell him that Yirmiyah didn't tell him that you're a Navi Sheker. He didn't look him straight in the face and say, you're a Navi Sheker. So, amen ken yasa Hashem, ken yakom Hashem v'shtavarecha, what did Yirmiyah say? He said, oh, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will. Yakam Hashem Mestabarecha. He didn't call him out for being a Nevi Sheker. And what happened after some time? By Yehihu B'Shar Binyamin, V'Sham Bal Pekidois. Okay, so Yirmiyah is talking about Yirmiyah, was in Shar Binyamin, V'Sham Bal Pekidois, V'Shmayar, Ben Shlomi, Ben Hananya. Okay, so this was the grandson of Hananya, V'Yisplis is Yirmiyah, Hanavi, ended up grabbing him to put him in jail. Okay, so we see that if you chanfa a guy, you're going to end up falling to that guy. If not him, then his son, his grandson. And we see in this situation that it was, who was the one that grabbed him, who was the one that grabbed Yirmiyahu to put him in jail? It was actually this Hananya, who was the false Navi, who Yirmiyahu never called out, his grandson. Lemar elakastim ato neifel. Bayom Yirmiyahu sheker ain't any neifel al elakastim uchsev ayispais Yirmiyahu vayivyeo asarm. Okay, he was grabbed and he's put into jail. Bamar Rabbi Lazar kol eda, that's the next siman, sheyesh ba chanifa mu'usa kenida. That any, within a kahal, if there's chanifa, right, if we chanfa somebody, we know that somebody's a rasha, but we go ahead and we chanfa him. So that's going to, it's mu'usa kenida, it's disgusting. Like kenida, shenemar, as Pasuk says, ki adas chanaf galmud. Galmud means nida. Shekein b'krach hayam, karen lenida, galmuda. What is galmuda? So the translation of Gamuda, if you use the Bach, is that it's Gemula da, this one is removed, mi bala. Okay, that's what the Lashon of Gamuda refers to, Anida. So we see that Adas Chanaf is Galmud like Anida. Ramar Rebbe Lazar kol Eda Shiesh Bachanufa L'Seif Goylam. We'll go into Galus. Ksiv Hacha ki Adas Chanaf Galmud. Uksiv Hasam. Ramartu Avecha mi yet mi yaledli es ela banisha kula v'galmula goyla v'sayra. So again, we see, again referring to galmuda, attaches this idea of chanifa, and we say that you're going to go into gal. So there are four groups of people who will be unable to mekabel p'chein ashchina. Who are they? Kat leitzim, a group of leitzanim, v'kat chanifim, group of people who are mechanef others, the kat shakarim, liars, the kat misab relashon hara. Kat leitzim, what we see is this chsiv, as the pasuk says, mashach yada loitzitzin, kat chanifim de chsiv, gila the fun of chanaf yavai, that the chanfa, people who are chanfa, a group of people who are chanfa will not come in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, kat shakarim de chsiv, doi ver shakarim lo yichaving lenegin einai, kat misab relashon hara, where do we see that that's the fourth group of people that will not be able to be mekabel pnei hashchina. Dechsev kiloi kel chafetz resha atol egurcha ra tzadik ato Hashem lo yogur megurcha ra. That we cannot have ra in your mugger, that in where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, there cannot be ra. And these people are considered ra. And therefore, again, here specifically we're talking about Lashon Hara, but again, it's one of these four category groups of people that are not going to be able to be mekabel pnei hashchina. Hadron alach elu nemarim. And then tomorrow we will pick up with Mashuach Melchama, which is really just a continuation of we'll go into Mashuach Melchama, and we'll go into the fact that what the Mashuach Melchama had to say, the words he had to say, also had to be in Lashon HaKodesh. There'll be a continuation, even though it is a new paragraph.